The state of New Jersey is trying to make a little more money off of Atlantic City, the East Coast gambling capital. The state raises about $1 billion a year from gambling taxes in Atlantic City, but that is down more than 25% from a few years ago. Now, Governor Chris Christie has introduced a plan to revive the state's industry. He wants the state to take control of Atlantic City's tourist district. As NPR's Brian Reed reports, the plan is drawing opposition from other parts of the state.
In part, what Atlantic City faces is a classic chicken and egg dilemma. You need to fix up the city if you want investors to develop new attractions there. But you need investors to develop in order to fix up the city.
One block away from the boardwalk, after that, it's just a whole nother town, a whole nother area.
Rick Mejia and his wife, Brenda Mercado, are just about to get in their car to head home to the Bronx. They've been in Atlantic City for 3 days with their kids. They actually come here pretty often.
Last month I came and I tried walking and I just went back to the hotel.
Hi, my son was walking and they seen two hookers at a corner.
Yeah.
And she came back, her and my son, nervous and they didn't want to walk alone.
Stories like this are the bane of people trying to promote Atlantic City. Since the town first got casinos in the 70s, it's developed something of a reputation for crime and blight. Add to that increased competition. Every state bordering New Jersey now offers some kind of gambling. Governor Christie thinks it's time for a bold move.
We cannot afford to let Atlantic City go under with no opportunity from the state to participate in making it better. And so we need to have an entirely different approach.
That approach, according to the proposal, would involve creating a state-run agency to oversee Atlantic City's tourist district. Everything from marketing to zoning to running the convention center. It would also keep all casino revenues in Atlantic City rather than disperse them throughout the state. All this with the goal of making Atlantic City seem cleaner, safer, and ultimately more of a family destination.
Right now we're standing at Tennessee Avenue and the boardwalk. This was the first boardwalk.
Pinky Kravitz is 83 years old, and he's lived in Atlantic City for all but six of them. He hosts a local radio show, writes a column for the paper, and heads up the boardwalk committee. Like a surprising number of people in Atlantic City, he's excited about the idea of the state having a bigger hand in the tourist district.
The authority will have the right of eminent domain and say, okay, we're going to take that block and we can do something better with that block, whether it's putting in amusements, whether it's putting in attractions, whatever it may be.
But some New Jerseyans worry that the governor is focusing on Atlantic City at the expense of places like this.
And they're off and took Hanover from the
Meadowlands racetrack in the northern part of the state.
I'm opposed to the governor's plan. The only thing it does is try to help Atlantic City.
Richard Cody is a New Jersey state senator and a former acting governor. His district is right next to the Meadowlands, and for years he's been trying to put slot machines there to compete with racetracks in neighboring states. Stakeholders in Atlantic City aren't keen on that idea. They worry that it will suck even more business from them. And Richard Cody says the proposal from the governor's office takes their side.
We're going to spend state money taking over some of the operations of that city and at the same time neglect our racetracks and our horse farms. It makes no sense.
Atlantic City will likely never be what it was when it had a monopoly on gambling on the East Coast. But if the proposal passes the legislature, Governor Christie hopes it will bring some of those old winnings back to New Jersey. Brian Reed, NPR News.